Welcome to the Carve a Monster Hunter podcast, where you can bone up on hunting monsters. Episode 101. I'm your host, SBJ.
I'm Micah.
Ooh,
that's it.
Was quick. quick to the draw right there. I wasn't expecting that.
We got a lot to talk about, you know? Got to get right to it.
Oh, geez.
Quick on the draw. This is 101. Steve, we've passed 100.
Uh-huh.
We're in master rank now.
Oh, wait.
That's how that works.
Hold on. I thought you go from high rank is like 8, and then after that is G. Okay. All right, sure.
We're on the grind now.
I understand.
This is the grind.
The cutting room floor here.
We've passed story mode. We finished story mode, and now we're on the grind.
Oh, dang. No one told me we finished story mode.
Yeah, we finished story.
Doing my entire life.
I think we finished story mode maybe like 50 episodes ago.
Oh, got it. Before we begin, we didn't really like take a lot of time last week to do this, but thank you guys for listening for 100 and some episodes.
We did, didn't we?
Yeah, but I felt...
We said some kind things at the end.
I felt, yeah. I mean, who makes it to the end of podcasts anymore? You get all the important things.
That's true.
You gotta see the standard podcasting 101. You gotta, like, throw down your Twitters. You have to, you know, say that you have a Patreon. You have to tell people to subscribe. You have to do all that in the first, like, 18 minutes. And if this is somebody's first episode, they have no clue why they should subscribe, why they should follow you on Twitter.
But... I see.
See, because no one makes it to the end. That's the key.
So do we have a Patreon? Or?
No. I mean, we do. We're actually going to roll out some new things for Patreon, but that's not why I brought this up. Just mostly to say thank you guys for listening for so long. Iceborne is out in July, August, September, like 3 months. That's super exciting.
It's so close.
We can do like, not that there won't be news. We actually have a lot of news today. There will be plenty of stuff to talk about between now and Iceborne.
Oh, yeah. We're in reveal season.
After Iceborne. Really hope Heatborne or something is coming, because...
my favorite Monster Hunter follow-up. Heatborne. Can't wait for Lightningborn.
And
Toxicborn.
Where everyone gets real salty.
Windborn. Just keep putting born at the end of elements.
Do you want to talk about the trailer first, or do you want to talk about this WWE stuff?
I feel like maybe we talk about the trailer first, because there's stuff in the WWE stuff that is related to the trailer, I believe.
Okay. Didn't think 100 some episodes later we'd be talking about Monster Hunter and WWE in the same sentence, let alone the same podcast. But
I mean, anything goes at this point. It was Final Fantasy 14. Now it's WWE. I'm sure soon we'll have Pokemon, and then eventually we'll have Destiny.
Trifecta, even though that was like
the
four
holy
games.
Quadrinity.
Quadrinity, perfect. Let's talk about this trailer. They revealed a new trailer. Actually, quite a long trailer. They did all the weapon trailers. Look, your weapon is... They did light bowgun, heavy bowgun, lance, gun lance, charge blade. All of those weapon trailers are there. It's really hard to talk about them because they're 30 seconds long. And if you don't particularly play the weapon, that makes it a little bit harder. So go see those if you're interested in those. But let's talk about this huge trailer they revealed. You wanna...
This is officially trailer number 2.
It is titled, if you're looking for it on YouTube, it's called the Monster Hunter World Iceborne Story Trailer. It was on PlayStation's official YouTube, and I believe Monster Hunter's official YouTube. But
you
this
can
is...
also go to... Here's something interesting that I found today when I was trying to go find it again. If you go to the Monster Hunter website, the official Monster Hunter website, monsterhunterworld.com, it takes you to a Monster Hunter World landing page, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it shows you all of the cool things about Monster Hunter World. But then you have to click through in a special box. So, like, if I go to Monster Hunter World and I'm like, oh, where's this trailer at? And I scroll through it. There's trailers, but the most recent things are the Witcher 3 Wild Hunt collab launch trailer and then an introduction talking about Monster Hunter World and all of the features in it. You specifically have to click a small box that says Monster Hunter World Iceborne, now available for pre-order. And when you click that, it takes you to a separate Iceborne landing page where you pick your language again.
Okay.
And then you can see all of the media specifically for Iceborne.
Yes, that probably makes sense. Probably for like SEO, I would assume.
Maybe. It's, oh, I'm sure, you know, they want their own like separate URL for Iceborne. It just seems weird that they're not kind of like condensing this into all of this is going to be the same game mostly. Or put all of the videos in one place or at all the media.
Yeah.
But on the monsterhunter.com/world/Iceborne/US/ it is trailer
slash
number 2.
The word
media.
Slash, then another slash.
Yeah. Yep.
So this trailer.
I can read. Can I read something?
Yeah.
That talks about it. It's a great trailer. I think everybody should watch it because it's amazing. It's a really well done trailer. I think, I don't know, I know that you didn't particularly care about the story of Monster Hunter World, and I feel like probably there were a handful of people who didn't. I thought it was fun, but I don't know. The real game starts once you get past the story, but it's still cool like to have a story trailer that shows you. It's really, like, I think the best way to show the new area and all this other stuff that they're revealing through the story trailer. Also, I'm a sucker for, like, I don't know, good stories. So this is from GameSpot.com. And it says, Monster Hunter World's massive Iceborne expansion is set to arrive on PS4 and Xbox One this September, with a PC release to follow. The DLC will make its playable debut at E3 2019, but ahead of the show, Capcom has shared a new story trailer that sets the stage for the adventure and offers another look at some of the new monsters players will encounter. Set after the events of Monster Hunter World's main story, Iceborne takes players to an entirely new Arctic region called Hoarfrost Reach, which is home to a diverse array of new and returning monsters. After arriving at the region, the Research Commission establishes a new camp called Celiana, which will serve as your base of operations during your Iceborne adventures. Along with the new Elder Dragon Vel'Koz, Iceborne introduces an extreme variant of the Legiana known as the Shrieking Legiana. It also brings a couple of older monsters back. We got a glimpse at the Nargacuga during Sony's latest State of Play broadcast, and the new trailer reveals the fearsome Tigrex is coming back as well. It appears some more fan favorites will also return. The trailer ends with a fiery slash followed by Glavinus's distinctive roar, teasing it may likewise be coming back in Iceborne. You can watch the story trailer above. Capcom says the upcoming Iceborne expansion rivals the volume of the original release of Monster Hunter World. On top of all the new monsters, it adds a variety of new quests, gear, and weapons of craft, and a new rank called Master Rank, so on and so forth. Everything that we already kind of know.
Wait, hold on. When was this published? Because isn't there a separate trailer that actually shows Glavinus fighting Rathalos?
No, so it's not, it's teased.
I swear I watched the trailer.
This was published June 6th at 6:45 a.m. So the day of recording.
They're not footage of them actually fighting, though?
No.
Unless I'm dreaming it, I swear I watched a trailer of actual high-res Glavinus.
Yeah, I don't know. This is the most recent thing that I saw. Actually, you might be right.
Because I actually saw...
This is not from that story trailer, though. This is
right,
something
it's
different,
like a
and
whole,
I haven't seen this yet.
and I don't know where I saw it, but I saw that first before I saw the story trailer. So when people were like screaming that, like, oh my gosh, Glavinus was teased, I was like, what did I just watch? I just watched Glavinus fight Rathalos. Was this fan made? Does some fan have amazing CGI?
Oh, I think, okay, so this is from, I think maybe what you're thinking of. I'm currently looking at a video of Glavinus fighting Rathalos. This is from Generations.
Oh.
It's just one of the, like, high resolution cutscenes that they did for Generations.
Okay, because somebody must have tweeted that first or after the trailer, and so I watched that and I was like, oh, Glavinus.
Yeah. Yes.
But that was a high
res. No official announcement of, I mean, they're doing this the same way that they've been doing it so far with Iceborne. I don't remember them doing a ton of this with the original Monster Hunter World release. Like, I don't remember specifically that they would, like, tease something at the end of a trailer and then reveal it in the next trailer consistently. But so far, everything they've done for Iceborne has been like, we tease Nargacuga and then reveal Nargacuga and then also tease Tigrex. And then in the next thing, we reveal Tigrex and then we tease Glavinus. So I'm sure whatever we get next, probably maybe around E3, we'll get Glavinus and then maybe tease something else. We're on a pretty good track though for like flagships, like past flagships being revealed as part of this, and I'm starting to maybe buy in a little bit more into the idea that that key art that they made for the 15th anniversary was maybe suggesting that the flagships would show up in Iceborne. Maybe not all of them, because, like, really, how do you do Lagiacris, but...
Okay, hold
unless there's water combat.
I don't know. You can find it online. Before we get there, because that's exciting, I want to talk about something negative real quick.
Okay.
The handler sucks.
I mean, do we really need to do this again? Because...
She's awful. This trailer reminds me how she is awful. I wish that T-Rex ate her.
See, the problem is you don't watch enough anime, because she's just a very generic anime character to me.
But there,
so it doesn't bother me as much.
Bring back the sassy handler. She was rude. She was straight to the point. She had so much more character than, like, this happy-go-lucky generic.
See, I don't want that, though, and I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why you're wrong. Okay. And why you're a hypocrite. Let's do it in one shot.
Sure.
This is the same argument as people who play Pokemon saying that they don't want a happy rival anymore. They want a rude rival. Nobody wants Gary anymore. Gary was great for the time. Nobody wants Gary anymore. I don't want to walk around an entire game with somebody who's rude and snide and sassy to me the entire game. I don't want that experience. I would rather take a Milktoast, generic, happy-go-lucky anime character instead of someone who's belittling me the entire time I'm playing the game. Look, the monsters are already doing that for me. I don't need the handler to do it as well.
You can be happy-go-lucky and not be as generic as the base handler is.
I agree with you, but also, the alternative of give me sassy handler does not fly. I think she's fine. I think she gets more heat than she deserves. I think there's some deserved heat in situations where, like, Devil Joe enters the fray and she's
picking berries over here.
Picking berries, and then you have to rescue her off of it. But, you know, whatever. It's fine. People really just put a lot of stock in hating on that handler, and I think she's great.
Okay, Tigrex. Speaking of hateful things. Here.
It's happening. It's real.
I'm not, like, a huge fan of this monster, but
it's like a classic. I don't know.
Yeah, no, it definitely. Yeah,
it's like a peanut. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I'm way more interested in what you were about to say.
It's like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Like, it's not amazing, but it's a classic, and you love it. And you're never going to turn down a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. But you're not going to be, like, clamoring for one either. You get cravings for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich from time to time. But if you have a choice, I don't think PB&J is going to be the first thing you choose. I think I like T-Rex, but it's the PB&J of monsters. What were you going to say?
We need to... Nothing I was going to say about T-Rex was as good as what just came out of your mouth. So we're going to move on.
It's cool that this is happening, though. Like, I didn't expect them to reveal T-Rex so quickly. I feel like we just got, like, the full Iceborne trailer. Like, I feel like it hasn't been that long. Maybe it has been. But this happened pretty quick.
One of the highlights for the trailer for me was your character riding the little Jaggies. I can't remember. Jaggerises? Jaggies? No, Jaggies are...
Jaggerus.
Jaggerises.
Yeah.
That was sweet. I want that. I hope they're quick. Okay, here we go. Look, I'm bringing up Dauntless.
Okay.
In Dauntless, you can run with the R2 button, right? Well, at least on PlayStation.
Yeah.
You lose no stamina whatsoever. You just run with it. And then once you draw your weapon, that's when you lose it. And Monster Hunter kind of has that. I don't know. I could never figure out exactly. Maybe because I just didn't take the time and patience. But I noticed it when I started playing Dauntless. Of like, sometimes they give you unlimited stamina. But like, as soon as you see the monster, or as soon as the music starts playing, then it cuts it.
If you're not in any kind of combat situation, you're pretty much free to run wherever and however you want.
But I feel like that running is still not... This is such a petty thing. I feel like it's still not just fast enough.
Yeah, I mean, when the maps are so huge, I think...
Right.
It could use a little bit of speeding up, which it seems like that's what they're doing with monster riding.
Dauntless, it's... The maps are smaller and the running feels faster, so when you like, compare the two of... Smaller maps, faster running. Bigger maps, slower running. You can see why, like, oh, there's a disconnect here, and I think I like the quickerness of it. Obviously, I do like the Monster Hunter aspect of, like, tracking and finding the monster. I still think that is more immersive.
Yeah.
But I was hoping the pterodactyl things would be cool, but no one uses them. So, like, when I saw the little Jaggerus, and if that is, like, twice as quick or even, like, 50% quicker than full-on sprint, oh, my gosh, I want to ride them. I don't even care if I'm fighting a monster. I'm just going to get on one and just ride it around. You guys,
you guys
deal with the T-Rex, I'm going to be over here joyriding.
Yeah. Well, all the I forget what they're called. Wing drakes? Is that it?
Yeah, that's what they are. Wind drakes.
All the wind drakes got killed by T-Rex in the first, like, 30 seconds of the trailer anyway, so... It's not viable anymore. You gotta ride... Oh, no, they got killed by Legiana, sorry. Shrieking Legiana. Legiana variant.
I like variants.
So they can't... Maybe that's the real story, is nobody can use the wind drakes in Hoarfrost Reach because Shrieking Legiana is causing havoc by blowing them all out of the air.
Good. Good.
I like this story. Hire me, Capcom. I can write you some quality gold. Who needs actual story?
Perfect. So yeah, the riding things, very, very cool. I hope there are other creatures to ride. I hope there's creatures faster than the Jaggerus. I hope there are creatures slower than it. I hope there's just, like, some straight-up frog that is super slow, but, like, lets you jump on. Just give me things to ride. I'm into this.
Yeah.
I just want to ride everything.
And then if you ride it too fast and it runs out of stamina, then it shocks you and you're immobilized for 30 seconds.
Perfect.
So the new area is cool, though.
Yeah. Are you talking about the town area?
Yeah, Celiana. It looks very cozy.
The meal that the cat, the chef cat makes, top notch.
Yeah, new chef cat, too.
Not meow? It's like muscle, but
meowscular chef.
There you go.
Yeah, he's back in Estera. This is the meowscular chef's grandmother, maybe.
Oh, is it like an older? I didn't see what the cat.
Yeah,
actually
it's
looked
like an old grandma cat.
Oh, okay,
who makes you a cozy hot meal.
Wait, how would you say that? Grand meow.
Somebody on Twitter had a good pun for it, and I totally forgot what it was. Grammy ouster, maybe?
Ma-mouskular.
Oh, that, I think that's actually the name. That's actually the name.
Wait, is it? No way.
Grammy ouster chef, formerly of the First Fleet, the Grammy ouster chef was also once the meowskular chef's culinary mentor. Though she had been taking a break from commission work for a while, she returns to manage the canteen in Celiana. Her specialty is dishing out piping hot gratin dishes and thick, scrumptious stews. Her warm spirit and delicious food warm the hearts and minds of all who eat at her canteen. I love her.
Thick stews is not really what... If you're offering thick stews, I'm probably not going to order it.
Look, Grandma's got a thick, scrumptious stew, okay?
So alternate forms are
just
a thing.
Just move on from
that
one, okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Understandable. It's super cute, though. I think it definitely adds a level of, like, coziness to the atmosphere of Celiana. The same way that, like, the meowskular chef was a staple of Estera.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not much to say about the different Legiana. It's more icy, I guess.
Yeah, it's got like black patterns on it, like darker black patterns, it seems.
I would assume that fierce. This is not the only form change for monsters.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah,
we'll see.
Well, we're in master rank now, so we're going to get those variants.
The only thing I request, Capcom, give me some holiday monsters. Let me fight anything with a, you know, with like a I know probably you don't want to do like just straight up Christmas because this is a worldwide game. Not everyone celebrates Christmas, but I don't know. Put like some, you know, lights, wrap them around a monster. Put a reef, make it smell like evergreen. I don't know. Give me something for the holidays.
Like the this was from Monster Hunter Explore. I had to look this up because I wanted to get the name right. But this is exactly what I thought of, was the pumpkin Uragon.
Yeah, the pumpkin Uragon.
Which is just an Uragon with a pumpkin for a chin.
I can't help but think of that anytime there are alternate monster forms.
Yeah.
They
I want
show
some weird variants.
They show the flagship monster here. We see more of it in action, and we see it forming icicles around it and whatnot.
Yeah,
I can't remember what's its name. Not
Velcana.
Velcana. We see a little bit of that in action. It looks a lot cooler than it did in the first showing. That wasn't a pun. It looks more fierce.
Yeah, it does. It does look cool. There's also some strange ice piece. I don't know. The handler has been carrying around some chunk of ice, and there's clearly something in that story that's based around deciphering what this chunk of ice is. Probably tied to Velcana, I'm sure. Maybe that's the ice that it's... It looks almost like a relic. I don't know.
Okay, now we can come back to the roar.
Yeah.
I feel like you can't... okay, I'm overreaching. People do this all the time with Pokemon, and I hate it, right? They like see something. Well, any game, I suppose. They see something and they like speculate of like, oh, well, if this is happening, then this has to happen, right? Like, oh, Charizard is in the new trailer of Sword and Shield. Does that mean like Mega Pokemon are coming back? Because Charizard is one of the most dominant or at least memorable Mega Pokemon. Like, that has to be it. But in this case, if you add, bringing this back to Monster Hunter, if you add one of the Fated Four to a game, I feel like you can't not add the other three of the Fated Four, especially when one of the Fated Four is a woolly mammoth and you're fighting in an ice area. I feel like the other three are a given, right? Am I losing my mind? Am I becoming the person I hate?
You'd think so. But what it, we've got one so far.
I just can't. I think I would be. I wouldn't be mad if they didn't add the three. I'm more mad at the fact that they would break them up to the point of like not keeping them together.
I mean, there's if the assumption that was made that we're getting everything that was like flagship box art monsters, if that's true, which we're three out of like what 13 or whatever now, we may be on track for that. And if that's the case, then I feel like it's only a matter of time. But one thing we got to keep in mind is the track record for Monster Hunter World 2 was to consistently add new monsters after release to keep it interesting. So it's possible that some of these might show up later.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'm.
But I feel like they're coming. They got to be, right? The only thing I don't fully get is, like, I guess I couldn't really say that for, like, I don't know, maybe Glavinus makes sense because it's got the big knifey tail, but Mitsusune, I feel like maybe would be weird for like an ice area. No? Maybe not.
Well, I don't imagine bubbles. All the areas are ice, right?
Oh yeah, sure. I guess we haven't seen anything else, so that's all I've like done in my head is it's an ice area. It's a snowy frozen area. I guess we'll see though. I feel like they're coming though. I feel like you don't have anything to worry about. Slowly but surely we'll get there. I got one last thing.
Okay.
For this news from this trailer, there is a landing page specifically for Celiana on monsterhunter.com/world-iceborne/us/base/ is the URL. And it talks about it talks about Celiana and its facilities. This is where they have the profile for the Grand Meowster Chef. They also highlight the three, the provisions manager, analytics director, and the tech chief where you get your bounties from.
Okay.
They are there, and they seem to be bundled for the cold weather. But there's some interesting things here that they talk about. One of them being, it says, your housekeeper has set up a little booth outside of your room so you can more easily access facilities like the Tail Rider Safari, which I didn't particularly use, but that makes it a little bit more convenient to access.
Oh, you didn't
I suppose.
Use the Safari?
I did a little bit, but I was too like focused on just doing new content at that point and not really paying attention.
That was like the first thing I did when I would log in. I would just go to my room and do it.
So you could do it outside of your room now.
Cool.
You can also manage your Palico's equipment next to the item box, making it easier to quickly set up both your hunters and your Palico's equipment. And there is a new area called the Steamworks. The Steamworks is a new facility in Celiana that burns fuel to create steam, which is used to power the rest of the facilities in the new HQ. Fuel accumulates automatically after completing quests. You can also obtain it in exchange for items and or materials. By collecting fuel and using it, it helps out at the Steamworks. You can earn all sorts of extra items. So it's just like an extra little mini game thing. Use fuel points to help the Steamworks make steam for the base. You'll obtain items based on how well you perform in a mini game that challenges you to guess correct button combinations. Try it out in between quests. And there's like a gauge. And it looks like maybe a few gauges and one giant gauge so that you can, like, I don't know, see how much fuel you're adding. Neat little thing. I don't know. I hope that this means that some of the streamlined stuff, like your housekeeper setting up shop outside of your house and your Palico equipment next to your item box, maybe that means they're gonna streamline things a little bit more for multiplayer so that you don't have to leave in order to do the things that you need to do, and you can do it all in the hub. I'm hoping. I'm sure maybe we'll get more of that when they talk more about the hub, whatever the hub is going to be.
The hub.
Yeah, and that's pretty much it. And then they have little profiles for each of the characters, but
that seems all great. Everything about this trailer was good.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
It is. We're in high reveal season, and I'm a fan.
Excited. Okay. Final thing to talk about. Well, there's a bunch of stuff to actually talk about, but so this episode doesn't run a million years long. Going to be some E3 stuff, of course, with Monster Hunter. So we'll have some stuff to talk about next week, probably based off E3. I'm sure we'll get another trailer. I'm sure we'll get another monster reveal. Monster Hunter is partnering with WWE superstars Asuka and Xavier Woods.
Okay.
I'm listening. Very unexpected. It will be on Twitch on June 12th at 1 p.m. Pacific time, 4 p.m. Eastern. It'll be on twitch.tv Monster Hunter, youtube.com/upupdowndown. You guys do not know or are not wrestling fans. Xavier Woods is also known as Austin Creed. He is part of what is called The New Day, which is a tag team wrestling group.
They call it a stable. I'll be the Mark translator.
Okay, and he started a gaming YouTube channel, so he's a full-time wrestler and a full-time YouTuber, I guess, but also does like stuff on Twitch every now and then.
He does.
And Asuka is joining him for this. So normally he'll get other WWE superstars to join for certain things. In this case, it's Asuka, who's a very talented wrestler from Japan who signed with WWE, I want to say about 2 years ago. But she's awesome. They're doing something with Monster Hunter. I feel like this is the first time Up Up Down Down has ever done anything with Monster Hunter. I know Xavier Woods is like really big into like Final Fantasy stuff. So he did stuff with Final Fantasy 15, actually, when Final Fantasy 15 launched. On his free time, he's like a huge Final Fantasy 14 player. I mean, he like played through all of Red Dead when that came out. Like, he does Clash Royale stuff with Cesaro, another superstar. He's done Pokemon Go stuff with me, which is like really weird to say now, like almost 3 years later when Pokemon Go launched. We did some video stuff together. I flew down to Atlanta where he resides and we filmed some stuff playing Pokemon Go. So I was actually on Up, Up, Down, Down at one point. So it's like really, really weird to come full circle and now see him do Monster Hunter stuff.
Yeah, this is exciting. Also, apparently Asuka is a very big Monster Hunter fan.
I had no clue.
I found a very brief little article. I won't read a ton of it, but the title of it is 4 times Monster Hunter World was not ready for WWE's Asuka, which is, if you're unaware, her catchphrase is, nobody's ready for Asuka. And she apparently posted a lot on Twitter of her, like, highlights from her hunts back when it released.
I don't remember any of this.
I don't either. I never saw any of this, but she was posting a lot of her Monster Hunter progress. Also posted her character customization, which is pretty spot on. It looks very much like her. And, yeah. I'm trying to figure out what weapon she mains. These videos are incredibly small. It looks to be dual blades.
Okay. All right, sure. Seems like something she would use.
She's pretty good, though. I mean, she's like trying to solo a Nergigante and getting pretty far. I'm into this. I didn't know that she was so into Monster Hunter, but I guess, you know, maybe being a big part of pop culture in Japan, maybe and how prevalent Monster Hunter is in Japan, maybe it makes more sense than I had initially thought.
Maybe it just works. You know, after you do your WWE match, you just sit down, do a hunt or two, and then, you know, call it a day.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure. I'm sure that that's the way it went. Also, Austin Creed does a lot of, like, in between traveling, when he's at a hotel or he's at a venue and he's waiting or whatever, he'll just, like, boot up his laptop and stream something. Stream some DDR one time. I watched that.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there's, like, plenty of downtime like that, where something like Monster Hunter, especially in the country that it's most popular or that it was most popular previously, where you can just, like, carry around your 3DS from venue to venue and do some hunts with maybe other performers. Actually kind of sounds like the dream.
Yeah, seems pretty good. Pretty into this, though.
I never thought that we'd be discussing this.
No, it's actually kind of unreal. Well, I think that's it. I think that's the episode. I'm sure we'll have more to talk about wrestling-wise and Monster Hunter-wise next week.
We will. It's E3.
Yeah, I think that covers. Have a happy and safe E3, I guess. E3's coming up. I'm very much regretting taking my free ticket that Nintendo offered me and going to E3. I could have played Iceborne.
Could have played free to play Destiny. I don't know.
I'm sure there will be Destiny stuff there. I could have played all of it, and here I am. It's fine. I laid in bed this morning contemplating emailing Nintendo, being like, can I get that ticket? But then I was like, there's no way I'm gonna get on a flight to San Diego in the next 72 hours and then come back and then go to Pokemon Go Fest and actually have a reasonable life.
A normal life, yeah. Well, there's always next year.
Always next year, yeah. Just like there's always next week for our podcast. If this is your first time listening, you can find The Carve, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere else you listen to podcasts. I'm still playing a whole lot of Dauntless. I try to at least log in and do one hunt and do my one daily thingy, whatever it does. If you are a Patreon backer and you're in our Discord, there is a Dauntless channel. We do have a Hog Ham guild for us. I don't think guilds do anything particular in Dauntless. But yeah, it's fun. I streamed 3 hours of Dauntless, so if you're curious of what that is like, I also posted that in the Discord as well. You can follow Micah on Twitter at MicahTheBrave. You can follow myself on Twitter at DraggingALake. And you can follow the podcast on Twitter at CarvePodcast. Otherwise, hunters, keep on hunting those monsters.
And keep on carving those monsters. For the Grammy ouster chef, she needs meat for her scrumptious stews.